Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. At the first Christmas all those centuries ago, divine energy broke onto the human scene and went on to produce all sorts of wonderful results. And we can rely on it breaking onto the human scene today. After all, Christ Jesus said, "I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." The human Jesus clearly isn't around today, so he must have meant that the divine presence and energy and the spiritual reality he represented would always be with us, actively working and producing more and more wonderful results. All this week on Morning Prayer, we've seen biblical examples of that presence and power at work with transformative effects. It showed people who were sure they were right and condemned others on that basis that they were actually wrong. It saved people, resolved apparent differences, and brought communities together to reap the benefits. There's no reason divine energy can't do the same today in our age, in which it seems so needed. Sometimes progress may seem slow. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, as the Bible says. Other times, progress may be immediate, as we saw with Saul's conversion to Paul. But the important point is that this divine presence and power are active in our thoughts and lives today, and we can rely on them. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. May we all make full use of it in the new year and beyond. Amen.